in the limelight. Just as the threat of the new coronavirus must be met by cooperation, common sense and solidarity among peoples and nations, so must the danger of a nuclear war in West Asia and beyond. In order to help avert such a disaster, a comprehensive prohibition of all nuclear test explosions, CTBT, was concluded in 1996. But its full entry into force still awaits signature or ratification by 8 states. In 2017, 122 countries negotiated and adopted a treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons, the TPNW. 81 states already signed and 36 have ratified it. 14 more ratifications are necessary for it to go into effect. As the current global health emergency inspires us to reflect upon survival risks and threats, the full entry into force of these instruments loom large as urgent unfinished business. We have prepared for you an interesting article written by staff writers of Iran's English language website Fars News Agency under the heading Nuclear Disarmament Possible, a Legally Binding Obligation. Please stay with us for more. Three international conferences on the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons in 2013 and 2014 concluded that irrespective of its cause, the impact of nuclear detonations will not be limited to national boundaries, but would cause deep, lasting and potentially irreversible harm to the environment, also to human health and human well-being, as well as to socio-economic development and social order, threatening the very survival of our species. The current year will mark 75 years since the razing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki with the use of just two relatively small nuclear weapons by the United States. Today, the detonation of mere fraction of nearly 15,000 nuclear weapons existing in the world would create a dense layer that would surround the planet for many years, perhaps many decades, blocking and absorbing sunlight. This so-called nuclear winter would cause extremely low temperatures and other climatic changes, destroying the Earth's agriculture. Survivors of such nuclear catastrophe would simply starve. Humankind cannot remain oblivious of this persisting danger to its own survival. Furthermore, no country, group of countries, or international organizations would be able to deal adequately with a humanitarian emergency resulting from an atomic explosion in an inhabited region. As long as nuclear weapons exist, the danger of their use also exists. The only guarantee against such use is the complete elimination of these weapons, especially in the volatile region of West Asia, where the Zionist regime of Israel has nuclear weapons and others like Saudi Arabia wouldn't mind to have some. On that note, a congressional report released by the US House Democrats has disclosed that certain top officials of the Trump administration are pressing hard for sharing nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia by building nuclear reactors in the kingdom. This should raise the grave concern that the Trumpsters have disregarded the country's national security procedures in such a pursuit and international law, where still President Trump is reportedly directly engaged. Whatever this is, the action is in defiance of international law and ethnic statutes in pursuit of such cooperation with Saudi Arabia. And it's not hard to understand given the enormous profits American businesses will be able to rake in and its potential of reviving a new arms race in West Asia. President Donald Trump is famous for not shying away from such double standards. 2 years ago, amid the scandal of slaying of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Turkey, he chose to firmly stand by the Saudi regime despite fierce international condemnation and uproar, and also infamously said that the US would not compromise relations with Riyadh as this relationship generates jobs and income. Just as the threat of the new coronavirus must be met by international cooperation, common sense and solidarity amongst peoples and nations, so must the danger of a nuclear war in West Asia and beyond. In order to help avert such a disaster, a comprehensive prohibition of all nuclear tests, explosions, CTBT, was concluded in 1996. But its full entry into force still awaits signature and ratification by 8 countries. In 2017, 122 countries negotiated and adopted a treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons, the TPNW. 81 countries already signed it, or have already signed the treaty, and 36 have ratified it. 14 more ratifications are necessary for a treaty to go into effect. As the current global health emergency inspires us to reflect about the survival risks and survival threats, the full entry into force of these instruments loomed large as urgent, unfinished business. Both those treaties uphold and reinforce the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the NPT, usually considered the cornerstone of the nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament regime. It might be argued that the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, has contributed to limit actual and prospective proliferators to the current overall number of 9. However, the highest goal that inspires the treaty, a West Asia and a world free from nuclear weapons, remains unfulfilled. And the NPT has been soft on proliferation of nuclear arms to United States as allies. It may well be impossible to eliminate all disease-causing viruses like COVID-19. Yet nuclear disarmament is not only possible, but is a legally binding obligation under the NPT. 50 years after the treaty's inception, it is high time for the possessors of nuclear weapons to effectively comply with this obligation. As with viruses, containment may be good, but eradication is best. This should include getting rid of the nuclear weapons that the Israeli regime currently possesses and stopping despotic regimes like Saudi Arabia from acquiring them.